With us now is Alan Migliorato, and he is the co-founder of AdventureCatholic.com. Alan, how you doing today?
I'm pretty good, Father. How are you guys doing up there?
All fine. But what we're going to talk about now is something that's it's real serious, and that is, you know, as teenagers grow up, and they grow up not just bodily, but they grow intellectually in their ability to understand and their ability to comprehend mysteries. And oftentimes, because of the world in which they're living, they're being taught one set of values because of what they watch and see and listen to. But there's also the truth of life, the truth of faith, and it creates kind of a crisis for them. What do I accept? How do I accept it? How do I live? I think that's an important question.
Oh, sure. And I think we're the bottom line is we're talking about, you know, struggles with their faith and balancing their world opinion with their faith opinion and with their faith truth. And I think that most importantly for parents is that they relax when their child tells them. First of all, if your child tells you that they're struggling with their faith, that's the first step to a winning battle because they've told you. If they haven't told you, it doesn't mean that you're losing the battle. It just means that they haven't felt comfortable enough to open up to you about it, and that could be for several reasons. I deal with a lot of parents who try to quench their child's thirst with a fire hose of faith, and so sometimes that pushes them further away, you know, than it does bring them close to you. But I think it's very normal for kids to question things. The one important part of this that I want to make sure I get across to parents is when that happens, and it always happens, no matter who you are, who you've raised, at some point there's going to be a struggle that comes up with what your child thinks should be fact and what is fact and what is truth. And I think the most important thing is that you don't let them stay there in that struggle. You help them and encourage them to fight through it. And it's becoming a fighter that gets us deeper in our faith. If we, you know, and we all know people who have done this, you hit brick walls with certain things and you turn around and go the other way and never get the question answered, well, you're never going to change your opinion of what you think is right and wrong if you can never get to the truth. So it's important that we teach our kids to fight to the point where they're answering their own questions.
Well, and I think you're very much right, Alan. The thing is when you're dealing with your child, you know, I'm going to use a couple words, and oftentimes they have different meanings. One, oftentimes when the child says, like, I don't believe in God anymore, I don't think God is real. How do you deal with that? Do you deal with it in terms of an argument, or do you deal with it in terms of dialogue? And is there a difference between those two things?
There's a huge difference. So we've got discussion, then we have debate, then we have argument. So just this recently just came up in a retreat I was doing where, you know, we're trying to teach one thing and then it got off topic with some of the kids had some questions. So I said, fine, let's go with this and see where it goes. It was a confirmation retreat. And, you know, I said, you know, how many of you are here because you want to be here? And, you know, half the room raised their hand. And I said, why are the rest of you here? Well, just to keep my parents quiet. Okay, so you really don't believe in what you're here for? Well, I believe in God. I just don't believe in all the rules that he has, you know. And in particular, you know, the kids struggle with one or two things about their faith. Not so much with God, but it's about God's rules. So basically it's with God, but they call it, well, no, this is what the church teaches, and this isn't the real rules. So I said, okay, for the next 5 minutes, I said, I want you guys to take out your Bibles, and I want you to find out in there why the, you can bring your phones if you want to. I want you to find why the church teaches what she teaches about these particular topics. But I want you guys to argue the opposite point of view. So I had these kids argue with me, and I took their side. I took the devil's advocate side, and they argued the side of the church, and I argued their side, and they made some great points. And they were able to kind of come to these. I wish I could say 100% of the kids in the room took it seriously. It's not the case. It's just not the way that things work. But those flowers are going to bloom later on, and the things that I was able to see, I would say 8 out of 10, 80% maybe we got of kids that were really changed by this experience because they were never asked to argue something they didn't believe in. Right. So now we're going to have a debate. And that's first part is listening. So that's discussion. We're sharing knowledge. Then when we get to the part where actually debating something, I had them switch sides with me. But I had to listen to what they had to say, and they had to listen to what I had to say. So we set up this structure of listening, of respect, and actually encouraging, you know, each other on. So when we were done with the debate, I said, well, you know, how many of you changed your mind? Probably 8 out of 10 of these kids changed their mind. There's probably 100 kids in the room. But that's, I mean, that's a pretty good way to go about having kids learn something without forcing it down their throat. You find the answer. You prove to me why the church teaches this. You think it's just out of nowhere? I mean, find out why. So they did, and it was a pretty amazing, you know, result.
Well, and that's an excellent exercise, Alan, because again, you're encouraging them to go find the reason that, you know, the church just didn't sit down and make this up. That there's a whole tradition, there's a whole understanding of life and the human race that we have these things. Because I'm sure many of the questions in terms of asking usually have to deal with morality.
They do, and a lot of it's like, you know, we can get very specific if you'd like, but a lot of it's like, well, I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, with being gay.
Yeah.
And I said, well, no, there's nothing wrong with being gay. There's something wrong with doing gay, and a lot of kids have never heard that phrase before, and they're like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, look, you could be attracted to whoever you want to be attracted to. It's when you act on that, whether it's straight or gay, outside of marriage, and because only a man and woman can be sacramentally married, then we never have to face that issue. And there, so, like, it was a lot of information in a small nutshell that we threw at them. But we said, now, I gave you that information. You walk me through what I just said. So we had them repeat back to us, or to me, what I was saying to them at the time. And it really helped them kind of get through this. But the struggle is normal, you know, and I encourage kids to struggle with their faith. I encourage them. That's great. Everything that is good in life happens through struggle, as long as we don't give up. So as long as they keep fighting for that answer, fighting for the truth, you don't have to agree with everything. You don't have to understand everything. What I encourage you to do is to have faith in God that He knows more than we do.
Well, and that is so important, Alan, because when growth entails struggle. I mean, think of a seed. You plant a seed in the dirt. Well, the seed, the shell has to be overcome, and that's through the water and the soil. And then the sprout starts to come, and it's got to go through the dirt and all those kind of, before it can even get to the sky. And that's quite a struggle in terms of just how it plants. Now, human beings, you know, their struggle is even more difficult than that.
Oh, sure. You know, in birth, childbirth, you know, I mean, it's, you're birthing somebody. There's no more struggle in life than, you know, that somebody goes through as a traumatic experience. If we remembered it, we'd probably never sleep, you know. we have to struggle. We have to get through it. And God sets us up this way. God is just amazing. It blows me away. Every time, you know, when you really sit down and try to plumb the depths of God's word with any scripture you go through, it's just amazing how incredible God is. And it's, you know, I'm glad that He's on my side and that I'm on His side, and I'm glad that He's my shepherd, because I really don't fear a whole lot of anything. It doesn't mean I don't worry, and it doesn't mean that, you know, that my kids are always, you know, 100% in belief and agreeing with everything in the church. But we've come to the point where, you know, if there's something that I agree with or disagree with, I look for, well, this is why the church teaches what it does. And growing up, I did that. You know, and that's how I kind of learned to do this with other kids. Is this is a great tool for parents, is to have them teach you instead of you force feeding them.
Well, it does. It makes it gets their minds going. And teenagers, oftentimes their intellects aren't the first things that go. It's usually their emotions. And so to get those brains working and clicking together again, that always brings about good things.
Well, you said something important there too. It's, you know, teens are very emotional. So we're talking, we're arguing with somebody who's normally used to using their heart to argue a point or to debate a point. If we can move that up to the what we know instead of what we feel, now we can actually start saying, look, do you think? And now, do you think, not do you feel? You know, and a lot of teens, when I talk to them, they're like, well, I feel like, okay, but what do you know? Tell me what you know, not what you feel. You know that this is what the church teaches. Tell me why the church teaches it. You know, well, because they're hard-headed. Okay, the church is hard-headed, but why are they hard-headed? So they've got to get past the emotional part of it. Once they get to the point where they understand that you're not there to make them feel stupid and that you're not there to tell them that they're wrong, you know, you're just showing them what the church teaches. And it's a beautiful thing when they start to come to realize that.
Well, Alan Migliorato, thanks so much for talking about this today. You've given some parents some, I think, some really, really good tools to use. Now, if people want to find out more about Adventure Catholic, where can we go?
AdventureCatholic.com is the best place. You can hear all of your interviews with me. There's also a blog that we write there weekly. Just posted one today, as a matter of fact. It's AdventureCatholic.com.
Thank you very much, Alan Migliorato. Hope you and the family stay healthy down there.
Thanks, Father. You too. God bless.